Вы услышите шесть высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we're ready to start. Speaker A.
Do you buy your fruit and vegetables at the supermarket? I certainly don't. Who knows how and where they grow them? What kind of pesticides they use to kill the insects that may spoil them? Thank goodness I live in the country and have enough land to grow my own fruit and vegetables. My favorites are strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers, and all sorts of herbs. Mint for the tea, basil for my salads, you name it. I wonder if I should buy some chickens to have fresh eggs as well.
Speaker B.
My parents are the old generation who cannot stand the idea of their backyard not being used agriculturally. They work there from morning till night, planting, watering, weeding. I'm the complete opposite. I don't even want any flowers in my backyard. Too much work. All I want is just grass that is easy to grow and cut, for me to enjoy the sun and play with my kids when the weather is good. These days you can buy organic fruit and vegetables at the farmer's market. So why even bother?
Speaker C.
Ever since I was a kid, I loved growing things. Isn't it a miracle when you plant a little seed and it grows into a beautiful plant? This is how I've grown a lemon tree, a mango tree, and an avocado tree. I planted them when I was little, and they are still growing, bringing me so much happiness. In my childhood, we lived in the north and could only grow things inside in pots. Now I live in a climate where I can plant everything in my yard and not worry about cold temperatures. It's like a little paradise.
Speaker D.
You go to a farmer's market and people say, no pesticides, all organically grown, and sell things at a high price. Well, I don't really trust them. I've tried growing vegetables like cucumbers and tomatoes and pumpkins without using pesticides. It just doesn't work. Insects eat up everything. It is so frustrating. And what insects don't eat, birds, rabbits, and squirrels finish up. I've tried all the non-chemical ways of saving my plants from these little monsters, all in vain. So don't tell me it's all organic.
Speaker E.
I have a beautiful garden with lots of flowers. People think I really love gardening, and I do. But what I love even more is the life that my garden attracts. Little animals and birds and even insects. You heard me right. I love the insects too, especially butterflies and bees. Sometimes I see big black beetles. My favorite animals, though, are frogs and lizards. They're very funny and they eat all the unpleasant insects that hurt my flowers. I could watch these clever animals for hours.
Speaker F. It is my conviction that the best way to raise children is to have lots of pets in the house. It teaches them to be gentle, responsible, and considerate. But unfortunately, all my grandchildren are allergic to cats and dogs. They live in a big city with their parents, and probably this is the reason. Air pollution and stuff. So, when I was visiting them, I helped them plant a little garden on their balcony. A plant is not an animal, it can't be a real friend, but it's still a living thing. The kids love their garden and take good care of it. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Do you buy your fruit and vegetables at the supermarket? I certainly don't. Who knows how and where they grow them? What kind of pesticides they use to kill the insects that may spoil them? Thank goodness I live in the country and have enough land to grow my own fruit and vegetables. My favorites are strawberries, tomatoes, cucumbers, and all sorts of herbs. Mint for the tea, basil for my salads, you name it. I wonder if I should buy some chickens to have fresh eggs as well.
Speaker B.
My parents are the old generation who cannot stand the idea of their backyard not being used agriculturally. They work there from morning till night, planting, watering, weeding. I'm the complete opposite. I don't even want any flowers in my backyard. Too much work. All I want is just grass that is easy to grow and cut, for me to enjoy the sun and play with my kids when the weather is good. These days you can buy organic fruit and vegetables at the farmer's market. So why even bother?
Speaker C.
Ever since I was a kid, I loved growing things. Isn't it a miracle when you plant a little seed and it grows into a beautiful plant? This is how I've grown a lemon tree, a mango tree, and an avocado tree. I planted them when I was little, and they are still growing, bringing me so much happiness. In my childhood, we lived in the north and could only grow things inside in pots. Now I live in a climate where I can plant everything in my yard and not worry about cold temperatures. It's like a little paradise.
Speaker D.
You go to a farmer's market and people say, no pesticides, all organically grown, and sell things at a high price. Well, I don't really trust them. I've tried growing vegetables like cucumbers and tomatoes and pumpkins without using pesticides. It just doesn't work. Insects eat up everything. It is so frustrating. And what insects don't eat, birds, rabbits, and squirrels finish up. I've tried all the non-chemical ways of saving my plants from these little monsters. All in vain. So don't tell me it's all organic.
Speaker E.
I have a beautiful garden with lots of flowers. People think I really love gardening, and I do. But what I love even more is the life that my garden attracts. Little animals and birds and even insects. You heard me right. I love the insects too, especially butterflies and bees. Sometimes I see big black beetles. My favorite animals, though, are frogs and lizards. They're very funny, and they eat all the unpleasant insects that hurt my flowers. I could watch these clever animals for hours.
Speaker F. It is my conviction that the best way to raise children is to have lots of pets in the house. It teaches them to be gentle, responsible, and considerate. But unfortunately, all my grandchildren are allergic to cats and dogs. They live in a big city with their parents, and probably this is the reason. Air pollution and stuff. So when I was visiting them, I helped them plant a little garden on their balcony. A plant is not an animal, it can't be a real friend, but it's still a living thing. The kids love their garden and take good care of it.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.